So good morning. It's 9:47 a.m. on Saturday. Yeah, Saturday, March 30th. On my march through March. I've missed a lot of days. I've missed more days than I wanted to. Some of them, I like to think they were all justified. Are they? I don't know. But second guessing doesn't help. And so we do the best we can, I guess. So I have a bit of lung crud today. Not quite sure what that's all about. I'm going to try to put the phone back in my pocket. It's 46 degrees out, so it's not terribly cold. I'm actually out in a windbreaker. And two heavy shirts. So I've got a heavy melton wool shirt over a pullover. And then my windbreaker jacket on the top with a shawl. It's very comfortable. It's a light breeze. But late enough in the day where 46 degrees feels like warm 46 degrees instead of, oh my God, it's so cold, 46 degrees. There's not a lot of moisture in the air, so it doesn't feel as raw as it could. It feels like a nice spring morning, actually. There's that sort of scent of the air. Almost green. Not quite beer, but it's getting there. So, yesterday I spent the day with the medical establishment for the most part. I went home. I did get the post up before I had to take elder daughter back to urgent care for an extended stay, including blood work and several other issues that needed to be taken care of. And it appears that she has mononucleosis. And this is a troubling finding because we're right at the point in the year where she needs the most energy, because she needs to finish strong in order not to flunk two of the courses that she needs in order to graduate. Tonight is the prom. That was the biggie yesterday. Is she going to be too sick to go to the prom? The rash has not gone away, but it is less itchy. She's added prednisone to Benadryl, the doctor did, to control the itch. And it is not, as we initially thought, an allergic reaction, but rather a known symptomatic trigger, a symptomatic clue for mono, amoxicillin and Epstein-Barr pursues a rash. Added to the blood work. Yeah, it's not quite conclusive yet. We're waiting for one more test. We'll come back next week, but it's pretty much sure. It's relatively certain that she's got mono. So, can she go to the prom tonight? If she's up for it, she can go. My problem is that I'm going to wind up being designated driver. The prom doesn't start until 9. It gets out at midnight. Now, long-time listeners will probably remember that 9 o'clock is my bedtime. That's the time I normally go to bed. I won't be able to take my meds tonight until I get back after midnight. So I have no idea what that's going to do to tomorrow's schedule, other than probably shift it later in the day, which is probably not a bad thing, given that I'm also going to be the designated driver for the 2 a.m. drop-off on Monday morning to take younger daughter over to school. to catch her flight to California. Still doesn't make me a particularly happy camper. So yesterday was an angst-ridden, angst-filled day. Several other things happened over the course of the day to torque my chain, to give me a slap about the face, which meant I got damn little done. Pretty much nothing. When I get back from this walk, I've got to finish cleaning up the kitchen. After dinner last night, we discovered that the dishwasher was in fact full of dirty dishes. So we jammed what we could in and ran it. I've got to go back and unload it so I can reload it with last night's dishes. Clean up the cooking pots. There aren't too many of those because I grilled chicken and baked potatoes. So not a lot of pot-like cleanup. But still work that will distract from what I should be doing, which is firing up a word processor. I had an extended conversation with Dan Sawyer last night. We're talking about producing some of our own training. Dan's had the idea that he wants to do some workshop-like things for people who aren't far enough along the path to attend something like a Dean Wesley Smith workshop. I'm not quite sure what kinds of topics or what kinds of coursework he's talking about. But we had a long conversation last night about philosophies and how we see it might work. Particularly taking advantage of some of the affordances that social media provides in terms of the ability to create a community of practice around writers, particularly novice writers who want to, for lack of a better term, level up. Speaking of level up, one of the things that came through, and I don't remember now if it was Facebook or G+, but it was the Knights of Badassdom trailer with Peter Dinklage. It's it looks like either a wickedly, an enormous amount of fun. Also, potentially incredibly stupid. Those two are not necessarily opposing ideas. It can be stupid and still fun, I think. So, the Game of Thrones marathon continues at my house with people watching the free HBO weekend availability of Game of Thrones on Comcast, I guess. I'm not sure how exactly they're coming through, but I've caught some bits and pieces. It looks like it's very good, and according to all reports, it's very faithful to the stories, and that's very cool. I caught the tail end of the last episode for season one with Daenerys rising from the ashes. It's very, very well done. Let's see what else. Oh, I finished, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday or not, I finished C.J. Lyons' L-I-O-N-S, The Between. And yeah, I have to recommend it. It's a really, really quite a good book. There's Oberon and Titania are played a little cardboardy. They are much more cartoonish. And they're played as part mortal, or portrayed as part mortal. And I didn't think that was the case. I thought they were trueborn elves, Monkpole. But, and maybe they are. I may have glossed over. But both of them are portrayed as overbearing and short-sighted and completely lacking in anything resembling wisdom of elves, which seems awkward for the king and queen of faerie. In spite of that, I found the ending to be quite satisfactory. It was a question of how was she going to resolve the conflict. And she did it in a way that was actually foreshadowed in one of the very earliest chapters of the book. So I found it to be not only satisfying from the perspective of the story, but satisfying from the perspective of craft. So I was quite impressed. This guy making a U-turn and I'm in his way. I also started Defying Mars. Sidney Swanson, Defying Mars. If you haven't read Saving Mars yet, it's wow. It's great. Saving Mars is very, very good. I'm enjoying it immensely. I'm almost halfway through it already. I just inhaled it. I opened it up. I realized I had it on my phone when I was at the doctor's office waiting for the daughter yesterday. And started reading it. Oh my goodness, what a delightful read. Again, a little bit simplified. I think it's the YA roots showing a bit less nuanced than I might have expected or desired, but still a very, very engaging read. Quite delightful. So yeah. My feed reader today was filled with news of North Korea. It's quite troubling. I'm hoping it's merely rhetoric. If this goes beyond words, this is going to be very bad. There's no way anybody can win it if it goes beyond words. It's not simply a zero-sum game, it's a negative-sum game. So that no matter what the outcome of any physical confrontation, both sides lose. And the problem is that North Korea appears to have so much less to lose, they might be willing to take the loss. And that's troubling. Extremely troubling. And in spite of that I see people on Facebook saying things like, is it just me or does anybody else sort of half hope they take a swing at us? It's like, no, I don't know. I don't even half hope. I dread. I fear. I worry that they might. It would not end well for the planet. I kind of like to see the planet survive for another few generations anyway. But maybe it's just rhetoric. Maybe it's just the new guy rattling his saber, talking trash. Maybe. End of the long eastern reach. I'm about to make the northern turn here, getting across the street. So yeah, the first mile was 16 minutes, which was pretty good. 16 minutes and just a couple of seconds, so I thought that was quite satisfactory. My legs are telling me that I've pushed them the last few days. That's a good thing, I think. It really is lovely. The sun has got a modicum of heat to it today. Kind of a hint of things to come, I think. It's only going to get hotter. And yet the air still has that freshness to it, in spite of a very definite hint of manure coming from a stockyard somewhere. There are so few stockyards left around, it's kind of hard to know. A definite air to the air, as it were. And apparently today, or sometime this weekend, is Brand Gamblin's 40th birthday. Oh, 19 minutes for the second mile. I really have slowed down. But still, I'm walking. So yeah, Brand Gamblin's 40th birthday. I'm 20 years older. Half his life. '40 was a good year. I think, was that 40 was the year that I got my bachelor's degree and made vice president. And by the time I was 42, I was still at my bachelor's degree, but I was unemployed. That's the problem with moving up the ranks. The closer you get to the top, the closer you get to the door. Probably some old business aphorism that covers that. But also noting that the 2 mile mark was just announced is also probably a sign that, yes, I am in fact approaching the back gate. And the place where I tell you tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.